And I want to stress the word opportunity, because they get one more chance to share their stories. Each community gets one more chance to share their data, to share the information that they have collected over the month, whereas the first preliminary damage assessments took place like the 2nd of December. So they had had 2 weeks to compile their information, to provide it to FEMA and IEMA for the disaster request. And now they've had about 8 weeks to compile information.
Well, and this is all very much contingent on the funding formula for the public assistance. I'm wondering, in other communities across the country where there has been a major disaster and a community or state has been denied funding through public assistance, does an appeal typically work?
Appeals do work. They do work. And I think that appeals do have legs, because they can provide so much more information than an initial preliminary damage assessment did. And I think that that is the key, that this is one more opportunity for Illinois to share their information with FEMA and IEMA to show that the damage and the devastation that they experienced and get close to that threshold.
There has been a push to change that funding formula, and I know that funding formula is a formula that is determined by Congress, but is that funding formula out of date?
I really can't speak to that. I really don't have any ideas on that, I guess.
Just so it's clear, the denial in public assistance does not mean a denial in overall assistance. What are the key differences between public assistance versus individual assistance?
Well, public assistance is for public infrastructure. That's for your water treatment plants. That's for your roads, your bridges, your utilities, all those public infrastructure type items that communities usually tax for and don't have extra budget money for. And so individual assistance is for individuals and households. And so the money that goes from for FEMA assistance to the tornado survivors goes directly into the hands of tornado survivors in the individual assistance program.
So far, homeowners and renters have gotten about $12 million from the Small Business Administration. That's separate from FEMA funding. Individual assistance from FEMA has been to the tune of around a couple of million dollars.
Right, 2.3.
Public assistance, though, it covers, my understanding, a lot more than just structures. There's also overtime and workers. But
you're right that public assistance does provide money for overtime, for equipment, and other types of monies that aren't strictly just structures. The public assistance provides 75% of that dollar figure. So the communities still have to come up with 25% on their own.
You know, with the public assistance, if that assistance is rejected a second time, who picks up that tab? Who covers those costs, that overtime, those structures that were damaged in individual communities?
Well, ultimately, it rests on the taxpayers of the state of Illinois.